T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Kevin Payne joins us, rotowire.com, Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our fantasy guy throughout the football season and whenever it is depended upon. It's halftime of the soccer game, so I thought now would be a good time to talk to you. Kevin, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Not a very entertaining soccer game thus far, but at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, or 10 o'clock, I should say, for you guys, or 8 o'clock, whatever.
You were right. It's 9 here. You're right.
Okay, yeah, so it's better than nothing to have some MLS, at least something's on at this time of day, and then the Premier League will shoot back up at 1 o'clock.
See, before we get into the baseball stuff, which is what I want to talk to you about, the soccer, you know, I'm doing a little DraftKings today, and it's not on FanDuel yet, MLS. I did tweet at their support account that I would like to see it added, but it's not on there yet. But, you know, I watched them last night, and I got a love-hate with this league. I want it to succeed, but I also want a lot of changes. They're trying to do this bubble thing in the exact same place where the NBA is, and they had a team leave because of coronavirus cases. They've got another team in Nashville they're probably going to kick out. At some point, you wonder if they should just stop this tournament, but they're going to forge ahead, which is kind of the way of the MLS, Kevin, a fellow soccer guy. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with the MLS, too. If you take a look at it, what kind of annoys me is it kind of hinders some of our younger players from going and playing overseas, which is where I think if we want the men's national team to really flourish, those guys need to be. If you took the men's national team and took the United States players playing in Europe and pitted them against guys playing in the MLS or still here in the States, they would absolutely annihilate them. That's how good the players are developing over in Europe as opposed to the MLS. And you've got a player like Jordan Morris who plays for Seattle who had overseas offers but kind of chose the easy way to stay at home and be a star in the MLS rather than what I would consider go over to Europe and reach his potential. So, but then again, there's also the fact that the MLS is here and it's kind of a training ground that some of these teams over in Europe come and pluck players from, and then they go on and have successful careers. So there's that side of the coin as well. So, as I said, at least something's on. We're watching some sort of professional sports. We'll see how long this lasts. I mean, it's worth noting that the Orlando Pride, the women's team, I mean, the bunch of girls went out to a bar and they had to drop out of their tournament. So, all it's going to take is one little thing to throw a monkey wrench into all of this, so hopefully we won't see that happen.
So Major League Soccer, they're trying to, you know, get a little more exposure, and they're like, we got to get on these markets on TV and radio throughout the country. They get discussed on a sports station in Milwaukee, and the catchphrase is Major League Soccer, at least something's on. So congrats to Don Garber and everybody there at MLS for finally succeeding in their 25th year of existence. You know, these last couple of months, I feel like I've kind of become a better sports fan. You know, you got your big sports and you got the stuff that you like. And now I've watched more UFC than I've ever watched before. I've watched more NASCAR, which I struggle in the NASCAR dailies, but I do well in Xfinity and trucks for whatever reason. But I'm playing like sim contests. I've been doing anything I can to still try to play fantasy, even when nothing is going on. What have these last 4 months been like for you?
You know, I could not get myself into esports. I couldn't. I don't understand it enough.
Like League of Legends and kind of stuff? I can't do any of that.
Yeah, the LOL stuff, which every time I look at it, I'm like, is that laugh out loud? Or wait, no, it's the League of Legends stuff. So I could not bring myself to do that. And I'm the type of guy that I've got a good friend in the industry, and we conceded the fact that if we were sitting in a room, we would bet each other on the amount of time it would take paint to dry if it was up on the wall. But I could not bring myself to do that. I've been doing a lot with the different soccer stuff, though, ever since the leagues came back. As you said, on DraftKings, you can do a little bit more than you can do on FanDuel. They've got La Liga. So, you know, like yesterday, there was a 4 o'clock game that you could have played with Macy. And then today you've got MLS, which they'll do. They still haven't gotten to the quite up to speed with the women's stuff. So you can't do that on either site. But there is more things to do on DraftKings. So I have been doing that. And probably the silver lining, as you mentioned, is that you're starting to take a look and branch out into sports. There's probably no way on earth that things have been quote-unquote normal the last 4 months you would have taken a look at. You probably would not have gotten into NASCAR or taken a look at some of these other daily fantasy sports contests. And to their credit, these sites have really been creative as far as the contests they've been coming up with. They've been running a bunch of free rolls just to keep people coming back and checking to the site. Now we're seeing things start to pick up a little bit. Hopefully we'll get some sort of baseball and football season in. Hockey's going to try as well. Basketball is there. So we might go ahead and get some of these fantasy sports in by the end of the year. Oh, and rotowire.com/win to sign up for a free 10-day trial. Let me get that in there.
Definitely.
But I think, as I said, the silver lining is you're checking out some different sports that you probably wouldn't have before. Golf being another big one, as you mentioned, that people are watching a lot more golf than NASCAR. So, you know, it's just something else, kind of broadening your horizons over these last few months.
Yeah, and I think that's good. You know, UFC, I haven't been a UFC guy, but I've been watching that and enjoying that. Boxing, I can't get into, like, they're not even that different, but UFC, I like boxing. I've always hated horse racing. I was the biggest fan of the Belmont Stakes in the world, even though I had, like, a dollar on it. So, I don't know. It's nice to branch out that way, but still, it's the main sports that, you know, keep us coming back and keep everybody coming back to the station, and you know, you got the Brewers starting up again, some inter-squad scrimmages before they hopefully get things started. Fantasy baseball, I've been wrestling with this question because I would say I'm in 4 leagues that are going strong. We did draft one of them before things shut down. It was like the week before, and I was very worried about this happening, not to the extent that it had, but that things would be shut down for a while. So I was strategic in my draft. I didn't take any pitchers until later because I didn't think they'd be used a lot, and I thought I'm going to take all these guys. So I still kind of want that league that has drafted to continue, but the league, either guys want to bail out or redraft. I almost think now if you drafted Freddie Freeman, how do you know that he's going to get COVID-19? So would you recommend leagues that drafted already, if they did, to redraft, or what would your play be there on season leagues like that?
If it's going to be like, I'm in a keeper league through RotoWire that we've done for years, and everybody's been part of it for probably over a decade. I joined maybe 8 years ago, and we've faced this question ourselves, and I think we're just going to forge ahead and play the season out because it's a keeper league. Now, if it's a one and done league, if it's a redraft league, whatever you want to call it, I would probably seriously consider redrafting just based upon the information that we have. And how I would do it would be this. I would go ahead and do a slow draft, 4 to 6 hours per pick. You've got 2 weeks before the season starts, so start it as soon as possible. But I would also set a date, probably the Monday or Tuesday before the game start, where everybody can sit down and you can finish up the draft in an hour or two if you're not at that point yet, so that people aren't still picking come the day the games start. I think there's enough information out there that you can go ahead and redraft and really open up those rosters. Have a huge bench, play with daily transactions so that you can put players in and out each and every day. One of the things that we've been looking at RotoWire is, you know, a lot of guys have wives who are pregnant who are going to give birth, the biggest of all being Michael Trout. Now, if Mike Trout is there in the recovery room with his wife and their newborn baby, and she looks at him and says, "I don't want you to go back," what do you think Mike Trout, who is set for life, is going to do? Do you think he's going to go back? So, therefore, that's why I think you should have huge rosters with big bench spots that you could put people in and out on a daily basis. If somebody, as you said, with Freddie Freeman, you look at some of these guys, Rudy Gobert, Von Miller. Some of these guys caught coronavirus months ago and are still feeling the effects of it. So you may, Freddie Freeman, may be 70, 80% all season long, even when he comes back and gets those two negative tests. So knowing all that information, I think that you can go ahead and still redraft and start up a league. Just do it. Don't do it for a lot of money. As one philosopher once said, more money, more problems. If it's, you know, just for a minimal amount of cash, just enough to have some skin in the game, do that. But that's how I would recommend going about it. I would go ahead and probably redraft in most leagues just based on all the new information that we've gotten.
I didn't even think this way until you were just talking there. And I certainly didn't think I'd talk to you about this, but just in terms of like, oh, Freddie Freeman, you know, he's still suffering, and Rudy Gobert, like, maybe it does seem weird to play fantasy this year with everything that's going on. But it's hard not to. I love
it
fantasy.
It does a little, but also realize that I am is my employment, so therefore I must go ahead and promote it as long as I am employed by doing this. No, but again, I think it's a great distraction for people with everything that's going on. If nothing else, it should keep people at home and hopefully draw in some new interest from people who may not have been, you know, huge avid baseball fans, may actually go ahead and start enjoying the sport because there's not much else to watch right now on television.
So with the pitching strategy that I had, and again, Kevin Payne joining us, rotowire.com/win for a free 10-day trial. With the strategy that I had, I stayed away from pitchers. If we do redraft in baseball, I really do think a lot of these pitchers, like if you're the Yankees and you have Gerrit Cole, you're not just going to pitch him every 5 days, are you? Are you going to, in a 60-game season, you're only going to see him 12 times? Do you think these guys, like maybe Gerrit Cole goes 3 innings on a Monday and then 3 more innings on a Thursday? How do you think major league managers employ their pitching staffs this year?
I think it's going to be a case-by-case basis. Like I was taking a look at a team like the Braves, and they're set up perfect. One of the new things that they have this season is there's no limit on pitchers, so they can carry a ton of pitchers on their rosters. And the rosters start out bigger, and as time goes on, there's certain dates where they have to cut the rosters down. But that's what I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see, and there might be the rare case where you do have a stud pitcher who can go 5 or 6 innings and try to get that win. The one thing I would tell people to consider, and take this to a league-wide vote to see what everybody else wants to do, is maybe replacing the wins category with something else, because that's not going to be as predictable as it has in past seasons. And if you think about it, getting those starters helps you earn those wins. Those wins may be going to the relievers now. So maybe you want to go ahead and put in a category like innings pitched to help go ahead and encourage people to take starters who are going to get 3 innings as opposed to maybe 1 inning for a reliever. So that was something that I would consider. But I think it's a club-by-club basis. That the Braves are set up pretty well. They've literally, I have on the roster, 7 or 8 legit starters. So they can go with a guy pitching 3 innings and then another guy pitching 3 innings and then turning it over to the bullpen. The one thing I do hope with all this is that the games don't get to be 4 or 5 hours long night in and night out because we're going to so many pitching changes. Obviously, the reliever change, that each reliever that comes in has to face 3 batters, should help that, although if it's the end of the inning, then they don't. But I'm just hoping that the games don't get drawn out too much by so many pitcher changes. But look at a club-by-club basis. Don't be surprised because it is a shortened season. Some teams do push their studs to pitch 5 or 6 innings, even if that doesn't happen until, quote-unquote, the middle of the season, which would be basically next month. But, yeah, just got to look at it by a team-by-team basis.
I've got 2 dates that normally this time of the year I know when they're going to be and how it's going to go down, my fantasy football draft. And then with that league, most of us go on a Packer road trip, and I don't think we're doing that. And we haven't even talked about the date of the draft. What do you think happens with the NFL, college football, if these things get played on time or not?
Yeah, college football is looking really tough. They had some 37 people tested positive in North Carolina yesterday. We also saw the Ivy League cancel all sports till January 1st. So I think for college football, as much as they want to get it in and get the games going, I don't think that's going to happen. I think best case scenario is that we see with the NFL, they play games, but probably without fans. Even yesterday, the Ravens came out and said that if they go ahead and have games, it's going to be a 14,000 capacity stadium. That's it. So I'm kind of pessimistic overall as far as things getting in this season. I hope they do happen, as I said. They're a great distraction, and we need them. If the NFL takes certain precautions, I think, and maybe taking a look at some of how some of these other organizations and leagues are trying to do things and learning from their mistakes, they might be able to get it in. But I think it's going to be without crowds at best, and we might even see a shortened season. So I've drafted in a bunch of leagues, I've done magazines, and I've done my hometown keeper league, so we're acting like it's going to go ahead and happen. But I think right now you just got to be prepared for the worst.
Kevin, we appreciate your time. The second half of this riveting game between New York City FC and the Union, it's 0-0 into half two. It has started, so I will let you go. Kevin, always appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
Okay, sounds good. As always, thanks for having me on, Bart.
KC Payne, PAYNE26 on Twitter. KC Payne, PAYNE26 on Twitter. And you can also check out the free trial, rotowire.com/win. It is a 10-day free trial there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.